Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. Today is Sunday, January 2nd, 2022. Time now is 5:25 a.m. Oh, your boy's in the beautiful city of New Orleans. Man, let me tell you something about New Orleans, right? New Orleans is a very beautiful city. Very beautiful city, man. And it's just right now, it's just getting beat up a little bit. But hopefully in the up and coming years, a few changes happen and it get back on track. You know, hopefully, man. You know, like right now, it's pretty cool out. I mean, the weather's perfect for me. It's like 76 degrees. It's perfect, right? You know, I can take the heat. A little cold every now and then, you know. But like right now, I feel real good. Happy New Year's to everybody out there. First off, I want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast in 2021. Thank you for, you know, bringing my numbers up. Doing a podcast, you know, and trying to get listeners and followers is kind of hard, but you know me, I just, hopefully y'all can take a little bit of the information that I give y'all and use it to, you know, to better yourself and put yourself in another, in a better space, you know. Hopefully it uplift you. Hopefully it guides you in politics, relationships, your energy levels, starting a business, jumping, you know. And when I mean jumping, I mean like if you've been holding off on something, just try it. The worst thing can happen is you get punched in the face, right? You get knocked down, you get up. Don't look at it as a failure. Now you know you got to block, right? You got to watch out for that left hook. You got to watch out for the jab. You got to block that shit, right? And you're going to be okay, right? Everything is a learning lesson, right? Let's not use failure no more. Let's just use learning lesson as anything, right? You know, anything that happens to you and it don't go your way and it don't get you where you needed to get, it was a learning lesson, right? Learn from it. Don't let it beat you up. Cause me, I'm still, you know, I used to let shit beat me up, you know, and my algorithm on all these social media platforms bring me to these quotes and people giving out quotes all day and warm feelings, and I like it, right? And you know, and I'm learning a lot, you know, I'm hearing a lot, so. Just don't let it beat you up. Whatever you want to do, man. Like if you want to start a business, go ahead and start your business, right? And then we seen in 2021 a lot of people started their own business. 2020, you know, when the pandemic hit, everybody started their own business. You know, they sitting at home needed income, so they jumped on their goals, and some people did good, and some people it was a learning lesson, right? Like. Anything in life, man, is learning. You just didn't come out your mama vagina fucking walking. You know what I'm saying? You ain't come out your daddy nutsack smart as a motherfucker. Shit, you had to learn this shit, right? You learned it. You conquered it. You move on to the next level. So, whatever it is you want to do, just do it, man. If you trying to buy a house, sit down, talk to people that done bought a house. If you're trying to get in the real estate game to buy multiple properties, you got to start hanging around people that's doing that. If you want to do podcasting, you got to get with people that podcast. If you want to get into the car business, the car game, flipping cars, working on cars, you got to get around people that's doing that, man. You just can't hang with the same circle, right? You just can't hang with your same drinking buddies, and you know that only thing they want to do is drink, chase women, chase dudes, or whatever they chasing, right? But if they ain't chasing the same dreams and goals of you, 9 times out of 10, that's gonna be shit that's just gonna hold you back. Because hanging around people that's not productive, man, is a drainer. You know, even talking to people that's not productive is a drainer, right? A lot of times, the higher being sent people in my direction, and I talk to them. But if I see I'm not breaking through to them, I check out, right? And if the higher being see fit for me to go back, I go back. It's just like some family members or drainers, right? You know, like sometimes I see my phone ringing, I just can't answer it. I can't because you're draining my energy. You know what I'm saying? Now, if the higher being make me pick up, hey, I pick up. But me is a drainer, right? And, you know, I try to spare people feelings, right? I try my best. But it's only so much. At the level that I'm at now in life, I'm at that point in life where I'm just going to have to tell you. And I'm going to tell you, look, this is where you fucking up at, right? You doing A and Z. You don't miss fucking B, C, D. You don't miss every fucking thing else, right? So you need to go back to A, then get the B, right? Because you're just trying to go all the way to A to Z, and you want me to fill in all these other fucking alphabets. Fuck no. A, get your ass, get your shit together. B, get your kids shit together. C, fuck, you know, get your living, get all that together, right? But that's just me, you know. I have been doing it, you know. Like once I give you the memo, that's it. I'm done. I can't fucking come write the memo for you and fucking check off everything every day for you. I can't do it. I won't do it, right? And hopefully this podcast woke a lot of people up to what's going on in politics. Because a lot of times, and mainly my people, we go vote with emotion. We don't think. And it's the God, the honest truth. We don't think when we go to the polls. And this is from me talking to people that say, oh, they had a nice commercial. Fuck their commercial. What have they done? What have they done? You know what I'm saying? We got to fucking wake up. We got to. And hopefully this podcast is waking you up to that. You know what I'm saying? Because the predicament that we are in right now with this fucking clown, I'm telling you. And then hopefully y'all looked at the Charlemagne the God interview when he talked to the VP. How, you know, Charlemagne was going in. And you know, me and Charlemagne, I'm not one of his biggest fans, right? And he said something, like they were trying to cut the interview short. And Charlemagne was like, oh, now they're playing like they can't hear me. And she was like, oh, I hear you. And then she went into her mode, and then he kind of curtailed a little bit and made it, you know, to stay on her good side. But man, I'm telling you, I'm telling y'all, man, y'all gotta start really studying these candidates, right? And I don't even call them political leaders no more. They're elected officials. That's it. They're not leaders, right? They're not leaders at all. These motherfuckers are followers. And one thing about a follower that's following somebody, that's following a weak leader, you're going to have weakness all around you, right? And with weakness come fear. And once you fucking have so much fear, you get conquered. And that's a lot of shit that's happening where motherfuckers are getting conquered, right? So what's gonna happen? A lot of these fucking people that done went to that side and see how weak they are and how foolish they are, they're gonna change and they're gonna, you know, their brain is gonna, oh, this is not right. Let me look at this candidate. And I'm telling you, it's gonna happen because it's bound to happen because you're an American citizen, and when your freedoms are infringed on and you don't fight back, you would no longer have the America that we have. So, you know, hopefully, like I said, hopefully this podcast let you see that. And you know, and I stopped talking about the political part a lot because, you know, I'm glad. I'm not going to say I'm glad, but it's good to see how your vote is affecting you now with the high gas prices. When you're going to look for something on the shelf, it ain't there. When you're waiting on something for your kids for Christmas and it's not there because you have a career incompetent leader of the free world that obviously don't understand nothing about business. It's always about let's raise the debt ceiling, leading this country. And now it's affecting you because all the money that they gave out, because as of right now, have anybody got any other stimulus checks? Fuck no. Right now, they're trying to pass the Build Back Better plan. And the Build Back Better plan don't include nothing for black folk. Right? I'm just going to say it. It's not building back better for you. You know what I'm saying? Because if it was building back better for you, there would be no way that a $300,000 house would be going up in your community. No way. Right? And if it was, right, going up in your community, you would be the one owning it. But your salary and your salary is not capable of sustaining a $300,000 mortgage. Right? It's not. And I'm just being honest with y'all. But hey, what do I really know, right? What do I really know? But y'all got hoodwinked. You know, me, I'm standing firm, 10 toes down on what I believe. I'm not changing. I'm glad I believe it. I'm glad I was when I went in the poll booth, I was on the right side of voting, you know? But hey, it is what it is. Enough about that. And I'm going to do more relationship stuff, right? Because I'm not going to lie, man. When I talk about like side relationships, I get so much feedback on that, right? And it's like, the fuck? Like me, if you've been listening to the podcast, you already know that me, I am, you know, I root for this. I root for the side chick and the side guy, man. I root for them. I wish them success in their endeavors, right? Because I understand it, you know. Hey, me and my wife went through two major breakups, right? She went and did her thing. I went and done my thing. And anybody that also listened to the podcast know when we was together, we did our own thing, you know. So it's nothing new for us. To be in situations, you know, it's just how you do it. Me, I'm always open, right? I'm always open. One thing about me and my wife, we have a bond. You know, like now I feel like our bond after two breakups, the baby. You know, I feel like our bond is stronger now. To, you know, this is the woman that I'm gonna die with. You know what I'm saying? Like, This is my queen. This is my everything, right? And people may say, well, Johnny, why do you still do what you do? It's because, like, I'm a firm believer, and sometimes you may need to be in a situation to get you to another level, you know? And if that person can deal with knowing that, hey, that's his situation. That's his queen. That's his everything. And they can deal with that. and you can sustain to keep them happy, go for it. You know, I'm just a firm believer in that. And you know, and some people be like, I want my own, and I explain, I will explain to them. We all, you know, we are humans. We don't like change, but we like change, right? Because, you know, it's no use to of riding around on a flat tire when you can change it, right? It's no use to riding around in a dirty car and you can wash it. No use to riding around in a broke car where you can buy a new one, right? And just because you got your car broke and you get another car, don't mean you have to sell the broke car. You can fix it or whatever, you know? So, I mean, that's just how I view things. Like, some people may be uncomfortable. Like, some. So, what are you going to do? Because almost every... a lot of people cheat, right? And cheat is such a ugly word to me, right? Because a lot of times, once you get caught, you're embarrassed. The person is angry. And all this other shit, just like Will Smith. Everybody crying, oh, Jada fucked over Will and this. Come on, man. These people been together forever. So you think Will didn't know who he married? And if he didn't know who he married and Jada didn't know who she married, shame on them. Shame on them for being together that long and not trying to learn each other. You know, like me and my wife, man, look, I already know like this. I already know her, right? I already know her. Like my wife, she has this feeling about a situation. And as much as I tell her, I can feel her pain. I would never in her mind feel her pain. I can tell her what she's feeling, right? I can verbally tell her. And she would be like, yes, that's what I'm feeling. And in her mind, I would never feel it. I would never feel it. So I never feel it in her mind. But I can verbally tell her what she's feeling. But since it ain't me going through it, it's her, I would never feel it. I get that. And I know it's always going to be a thing with her about this situation. So, me, it is what it is. I can't change that, right? I can't change nobody but me, right? Johnny Tremaine McGee. That's the only person I can change. That's the only person I can work on. It's me. I can't help and fix nobody else if they don't want to fix themselves. Like I said, I can tell her exactly what she's feeling, but I can't tell her how to feel it. I can't tell her how to heal it, because she's been through this stink for years now. But it is what it is. Now, if she want to go get in a situation and somebody help her deal with it better than me, you think I'm going to be mad at that? Hell nah. That's doing me a favor, because it's something that I couldn't fix. Do I want to fix it? Hell yeah, I want to fix it. I want to be the person to fix it. But if I can't, I'm man enough to say I couldn't fix it. This person had to fix it. Right? Now, she's going to have to be woman enough to say, hey, well, this person fixed it. I want to be with them. No problem. And you know, look, I'm not in the business of holding nobody that don't want to be held. Right? I'm not like that. If you want to leave me ever in life, if I'm in a situation and it's not working out for you and you want to go do something else, hey, go ahead. I mean, I'm not, look, I got enough on my plate to keep me occupied, right? But yeah, man, I noticed that those podcasts get a lot of plays, you know. So I'm just a guy that's gonna give you the real on a situation, you know. And a lot of married people are not happy, but they want to stay married. They want to feel that connection, you know. Like when they go home, they may not want to go home and eat dinner with this person, but they can go home and eat dinner with them, right? They may not want to go on a trip with this person, but they can go on a trip with this person. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy like that. Me, I'm, look, if you and your side piece or whatever you want to call it can get away and go. I'd rather me, just me now. I'd rather be honest with my wife and say, look, I'm going on this little trip, whatever, with this person here or whatnot, you know. And I would expect her to be the same way with me, you know. All right, babe, go ahead. Be safe. If you need anything, as, you know, as long as you happy, I'm happy. And if it's somebody else making you happy, go be happy, you know. Now, and when we together and we feel a happiness, man, we good. Like a situation, you know, like, I'm good. Like, when she go to her husband, whatever happened there, that happens there. With me, I'm good. Look, bang, 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 you know. If your little dip, if your little dip give me a little something or whatever, man, I don't care. When me and you together, we good? We good. Whatever happened after that, when I'm gone and you gone, that's on you. But when we, man, once you get on this grown man level, you know, back in the day, oh, man, she this, she that. Oh, that woman right there, this, and this. And just don't know. When we together, we good. Because 9 times out of 10, soon as something happened to me, you going to try to go get with her too. Is she entertaining you? Oh, he entertained you, you know? But it is what it is, man. That's all, man. That's all it's going to be about. Like I said, I'm gonna try to do more of the relationship thing. Talk about some situations, you know? Like I said, a lot of people talk to me about situations. And, you know, we'll talk about it. Man, thank y'all, man. Like I said, you know, if I post a podcast and you see it on your timeline, just hit the share button, you know, just hit the share, hit the like, that's it. And it's that easy, you know, and if people know me and they look at my page, man, I share so many people's shit. If I like it, I don't like it. If you family, I'm going to share it. Especially if you family, you know, fuck, especially if the shit look good, fuck, if it don't look good. Look, I'm just going to share it, man. That's it. That's all it takes is a share. We all can eat, man. Now, if you feel like, hey, Johnny got too much on his plate, he ain't sharing with nobody. Like, don't. Come, hit, DM me. Hit me in the DM. Hey, Jay, look, bro, the reason I ain't sharing your shit is because you got the big head, you eating good, and we ain't eating good. Me, 9 times out of 10, I'll be like, well, look, what you trying to eat? Fuck, what you trying to eat? A fucking, a McDouble? Are you trying to come to Texas Roadhouse and get some of that salmon? You know what I'm saying? Are you trying to get my girl to hook you up with some salmon? You know what I'm saying? Fuck. Come on, now tell me what you want. And 9 times out of 10, I can send you in the direction to get what, you know, what you need. But if your energy ain't right, and my energy ain't right, we ain't gonna match. So it is what it is, man. Thank y'all for taking the time out to listen to this podcast. Man, just thank y'all, you know. I gotta thank y'all. I gotta thank y'all because, you know, I look at my numbers. My numbers good. Hey, I'm gonna try to... Let's double them, you know. Fuck, if we could triple, but you know, fuck. Let's just get it, you know. Let's just get it, 2022. Let's get it. And me, I'm the same me. It ain't gonna be no new year, new me. No, I'm the same dude. I'm the same dude, man. The same. It's just that, you know. Well, I'm not the same. I'm growing, man. I did another jump. The end of last year, next week, the beginning of the, you know, this year, I'm gonna be doing another jump in June or July. I'll probably be doing a big jump. And also, I'm still giving away a car this year. I'm still giving away a car to a deserving family, you know, male or female, I don't care. I'm still giving away a car this year. And I don't know what else I'm going to do, man. Because, and actually, I'm just going to give y'all this one too, then I'm gone. I got my property in Poplarville, right? I can't lie. I don't go out there much, right? I got the property and I thought I was going to be spending weekends there, but I'd be so busy, right? But I need to get a porch built and I need to get my pond finished. I'm going to text the guy probably Monday to see how he can look on finishing out my pond. And then I'm going to start looking for somebody to do my porch, right? Then after that, I want to have like probably a family and friend gathering out there. What I'm going to do is I'm probably going to try my best, right, to put together some men of my family so we can talk to some males that's at risk. And first we're going to start with our family. We're going to look at the young guys in our family. Because I'm not going to lie, man. Like, we have a family reunion probably once a year since COVID. You know, everything been shaky. But we're gonna get together and see what we can do. Because, you know, I feel we can make it pop and start with us first and work our way out, man. But that's that, man. Thank y'all once again. Happy New Year's. Just remember the name, man. Just remember the podcast name, Johnny Mac Hurt Feelings Report, man. Remember it. Share it. Write it down. Hashtag it. Whatever, man. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Happy New Year's. Remember, try to get along with your neighbors the best you can. You do your part. You speak, they don't. You did your part, man. Protect your energy. How you being gonna see you through this? You gonna have a successful, blessed year. Y'all be good. Thank y'all.